TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
A quick new idea, daily, from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. If you've seen footage of fires that have ravaged portions of California over the last few years, they're pretty devastating to watch. Regardless of where you live, wildfires affect a lot of communities across the United States and worldwide. While climate management approaches are essential, Lee Madera says we must focus on the financial investment to help solve this problem. Lee is a climate finance expert and co-founder and partner of Blue Forest Conservation. Today, she explains how the finances of forest conservation could offer an answer to these environmental threats.
You've probably heard of the drought that California has been facing. But did you know that the state also has over 129 million dead trees? That is a lot of fuel just waiting to go up in flames. You've probably also heard or maybe even seen firsthand some of the damage that wildfire can have on rural communities. And that's no surprise, knowing that nationwide, one in every three homes is at risk of wildfire. But you can live hundreds of miles away and still be affected by forest health. And that's because, in addition to providing clean air, national forests are the single largest source of drinking water in the U.S., providing clean water to over half of Americans, from Atlanta to Los Angeles to Portland, and countless cities and towns in between. So no matter where you call home, you rely on healthy forests for the air that you breathe and the water that you drink and the mountains where you go to unwind. But given current wildfire trends, these resources are all at risk. But we know what we can do, and it's called forest restoration. Restoration is a pretty simple concept. It means restoring the forest to a healthier density and a more natural state. That can include prescribed burns, management of invasive species, thinning of trees, all in an effort to improve a forest's resilience to wildfire. We aren't trying to avoid fire completely. In fact, that's what got us in this situation in the first place. What we are trying to avoid is catastrophic fire. And restoration is supported by the Forest Service and countless environmental NGOs and researchers as the best way to not only decrease the risk of fire, but also to protect air quality, water resources, habitat, and rural communities. But just because we know what needs to be done doesn't mean we're doing it. The Forest Service manages nearly 200 million acres of land across the U.S., and that is a lot of land. In fact, if you were to combine all the Forest Service land into one state, it would be bigger than Texas. With an increasingly hotter and drier climate, we don't have 200 years to wait. But plenty of other groups are affected, for better or for worse, by forest health. Water and electric utilities, state and local governments, railroad companies, water-dependent companies, the list goes on and on. We often think of environmental conservation as a cost, but in this case, and in many others, investing in forest health can actually be a proven benefit, not just to the environment, but to the bottom line as well. So it turns out that finance and wildfire do have something in common. And recognizing that, my co-founders and I created a new type of investment called the Forest Resilience Bond. Here's how the Forest Resilience Bond works. Let's say a land manager, like the Forest Service, has identified a needed forest restoration project. The project may include mechanical thinning, prescribed burns, or other activities that are specifically designed to restore health to an overgrown forest. The Forest Service has already completed the required plans, approvals, and permitting. But with the budget the agency has for the project, it would take them years to complete, if at all, and the forest is at immediate risk of severe fire. The worry is that a fire could start at any moment, damaging the forest, the water supply, and nearby communities long before a project can ever be completed. Enter Blue Forest. My co-founders and I are a team of financial and scientific experts dedicated to scaling investment in forest restoration through the Forest Resilience Bond. We work with the Forest Service and the World Resources Institute to think about that same restoration project and ask ourselves, who else could benefit? There are often plenty of other public and private stakeholders who could realize value from a given restoration project. So for this example, let's say that in addition to the Forest Service, a water utility, the state government, and a bottling company are all very interested in seeing this project completed. Each also has some available funding, but not nearly enough to complete the project on its own. So at Blue Forest, we work with these beneficiaries to set up contracts where each one agrees to pay for a portion of restoration costs over time. When you add it all up, these contracts cover the total cost of restoration plus a modest return to investors. We also identify an implementation partner. This organization is responsible for all the on-the-ground restoration work, and we look for an experienced and knowledgeable nonprofit that knows this forest and has relationships with the Forest Service and local community stakeholders. Then we package all these contracts together to establish a Forest Resilience Bond, also known as the FRB, which is made available to private investors. Private investors may include large pension funds or insurance companies, or mission-driven groups like foundations and impact investors who want to invest in their local communities while also diversifying their portfolios. The project officially kicks off when the investors fund the FRB, and the FRB passes those funds on to the implementation partner to complete the restoration activities on the ground. Over time, the beneficiaries make payments to the FRB as agreed to in their contracts, and the FRB passes those funds back to investors to reimburse them for their capital. Throughout this whole process, third-party monitoring and verification is going on to ensure that the project is complete and to measure the benefits that are being created. We're already using bonds to finance infrastructure like roads and bridges, and this really isn't all that different. Instead, we're using bonds to finance green infrastructure like forests with similar returns to investors. And in the end, wildfire risk is reduced now, not later. The beneficiaries have achieved their goals, and we all enjoy the benefits of a healthy forest. Clean air to breathe and water to drink, places to recreate, and habitat for wildlife.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Sun Valley, Idaho. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Sun Valley. Want to listen to more TEDx Talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.